Little Crows, the Ares episode is coming within the week, so your wait won't be much longer for that. But Crows, I have a mental dilemma. I want to have a moment of real talk here. Past the hype, past the meta-commentary, past all the bulldreck. Crows, at heart, I am an anarchist. But that doesn't spring from some idea that anarchy is the end goal to be achieved. Anarchy is a means to an end. The end being a peaceful, just society where all are equal, truth is told and not withheld, and there's genuine concern for people like you and for those who are much different. I may not belong in that world, but I can try to help it gain a foothold. In that vein, my brain has been itching, and I'm going to scratch it. I love doing what I do. I can't do it as much as I want because, you know, I'm busy being a fixer and information broker and now apparently a guardian of lost children. In other words, priorities. But that does not lessen my commitment to you, Crows. To that end, many of you have asked if you could help out. The answer is yes. But even as I respond with that positive affirmation, I am panged with conscience. Yes, the podcast costs Nuyen to produce, but that is a price I am gladly willing to pay. Because this is what I love doing, Crows, and you have made this so much more fulfilling to me than I could have thought possible. So as a compromise, I want to foster that community that has sprung up around the podcast. But each step I take, I find myself wondering if I am watering down the message. Is the anarchy and truth being lost in the smaller things? The Neo-Anarchist podcast diverges too much and too often from the history of our universe. Is it in danger of being diluted so much that the message is lost? Well, I have made my decision, and I have decided that it is possible to stray too far. But we haven't got there yet. We walk a fine line in the shadows, a line between fighting the good fight and becoming the bad guys we hate. I don't want to take anybody's hard-earned money. That's why I've gone back and forth about this for some time. All of that to say, we at the Anarchy and Podcasting Network are now taking donations through that Champion of Independence Patreon. It's not my idea, but enough of you suggested it that I've come to realize the value. But true to my word, I do not want to make this about my personal gain. If the podcast is of value to you and you want more of it, you want more diverse content and some pretty fragging sweet street gear, or you just want to show off your love for Old Opium, by all means donate. But to be clear, the podcast will continue to be free, and every audio, visual, or spiritual insight or truth that gets communicated will always be free. But even Old Opti can't buy gear for everyone by himself. So here's the breakdown of how this will work. On the Patreon page, which you can get it to by a Matrix search, or you can look on the donate page of the Neo-Anarchist Matrix site and follow the link. Now, on that Patreon page, we have goals along the left-hand side. As these goals are met, we'll produce another piece of gear or item of content. Then, depending on the level at which you support, you'll either receive a big thank you or a monthly package from Opti, containing the gear for that month. Sort of like that old Fifth World thing called Loot Crate. And, of course, there are some goals and support levels that are ridiculously high, but I always like to have some lofty goals to dream towards. Here are the goals, from smallest goal to largest. First, we're going to start small. We'll have a Neo-Anarchist Podcast sticker made. Then, if we reach our next goal, we'll have another, all the way up to 5 different stickers. Then, after that, if we continue to meet our goals, we'll have patches made. I know how all of you neo-anarchists out there have been slowly dying without a neo-anarchist podcast patch for your denim jackets. At the next level, we'll have custom dice bags made so you can show off your allegiance at your weekly game or Shadowrunners convention. Next, we'll have custom cred sticks made. Then at the next level, we'll have some t-shirts made. Then you can know who is awesome just by looking at them. Crows, that's not true. You can't really tell if somebody's awesome just by looking at them. Except in this case, that actually might be true. The next level will have a custom Neo-Anarchist messenger bag made and sent out to all the little crows. If we reach the next goal level, I will produce an entire album of Sixth World covers, songs about the shadows, and other audible oddities. At the next level, we'll get shot glasses and whiskey glasses made with the Neo-Anarchist podcast logo on them. I, of course, cannot endorse any of you runners partaking in the Firewater, but in case you want to be more like Opti instead of learning lessons from him, I can't stop you. At the next level, we will have reached a threshold that allows me to devote more time to the podcast. At this level, I will dedicate myself to producing an episode of the podcast every single week, 52 weeks a year. If we reach this level, I'm not asking this of you, Crows, but I am offering it in case that's what you want. I'll just leave that there. And if, by some mana-fueled miracle, we reach the highest level, we'll do something spectacular. Old Opti will gather a group of runners, send them on shadow runs throughout the month, then take those runs, dramatize them, get voice actors, sound effects, and music, and present those adventures to you in dramatic actual plays each month. Good luck. All of the gear and most of the intangibles were suggested by little crows like yourself, and I like to keep it that way. We're all in this together. This show is yours as much as it is mine. You're all part of the Anarchy and Podcasting Network. Having said that, if you think the funding levels should be changed, let me know. We're flexible. This is all for you, crows, after all. This is my pledge to you, crows. All the money that comes in through our Patreon will be used exactly how I'm about to tell you, and in the following order. First, the money will be used to order and produce the gear or project on the list. Then, I will use what is needed to ship out the gear to you. Then, I'll likely get a head start on the next piece of gear or the next project. If there's still money left over, I will use it to cover some of the costs of the podcast. If there is still left over, I will upgrade any equipment as necessary, which won't be very likely or very often. Then, I'll use it to attend various Shadowrunner conventions that I'm invited to, but was previously unable to attend, so that I can meet up with as many of you as possible. If there's still more, I will increase the levels of street gear in the monthly offerings. If there's still more, I will use it to produce weekly podcasts. And if there's still more, I will poll you little crows to see what your preference is. Maybe we'll start a charity or something, or fund someone to make cartoons of us, or buy 3D printed cyber limbs for kids. At that point, sky's the limit. But crows, do me a favor. Please remember that at heart, I'm just one of you. I don't deserve any of this. I just happened to start doing it because, like you, I wanted to listen to something like it. Yes, I have amazing shamanic ability. Yes, I have a sweet mustache. Yes, I am the hardcore host extraordinaire. But I'm counting on you to tell me if all this fundraising and fragging cool extra stuff is distracting. I want to produce something that brings you big mana balls of warm fuzzy feelings at the end of the day. And if you sit back and ever catch yourself thinking, Drek, Opti used to be on the level, and now he seems like he's just another suit out to take my new yin. You let me know. We'll drop all of this donate, crowfunding, money-raising nonsense, and we'll go straight back to the chip truth. Because the truth is, there is a dark part of me as well. The part that wants people to know me, wants people to praise me, wants my mana to grow so deep that I can force the world to change. But that ain't right, crows. The ends never justify the means. The means you use become the ends. Don't forget that. And if this ain't working, we'll shut it down. That's my promise. And I also promise that you have now wasted an entirely good slot of time listening to the Anarchy and Podcasting Network. The music serving as the background to Audible Anarchy was written by the legend Marshall Parker and reimagined by Unanonium 88. This was the Neo-Anarchist Podcast, and I am your host, the marvelous Manna Maven, maliciously marking mean-mannered menaces, mastering more magic than most mighty mages, making malignant malcontents marvel, memorizing the musical musings of Maria Mercurial, and making melodious and mysterious mental mayhem for Mrs. and Mr. Mundane. Opti, enjoy your freedom. And hey, maybe we can enjoy it together.